Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me by phone today is Kevin Papp. He is a soybean and corn farmer in southern Minnesota, also the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and he serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development's Board of Directors. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing I wanted to talk to you a little bit about is the availability of rail cars for moving goods. It seems like there's been quite a bit of shrinkage in the availability of cars.
But certainly for outstate Minnesota and really the whole country, the whole transportation infrastructure is so important to what we do, whether it's roads and bridges, whether it's the rivers, the locks, and the dam, but certainly the railroad has probably become the biggest issue here, and the ability to make sure we can get those railroad cars. Southern Minnesota, we're fortunate to have enough animal agriculture, value added, the biofuels to use a lot of the crop we raise. But, you know, the good news is Minnesota, we grow more than we need. And we need to get that to those that want it, those export markets. And we're seeing a real shortage of rail cars and the ability to move grain mostly out in northern Minnesota to the West Coast. So that's an issue that we're continually to work on, making sure that we can get those grain bins empty as we're coming into this year's harvest.
Yeah, that's a real issue, isn't it? Because, I mean, if there's no place to put the grain, there can be spoilage. You know, it's a real conundrum.
Absolutely. You know, grain is a perishable product. It needs to be protected. It can't be stored outside very well or for very long. Needs to be dried down, so it is so important to get these cars, to get the grain moved to the export terminals, get the space available, so as farmers bring in this year's harvest, we've got that ability. And it kind of ties into another issue, whether it be rail or other things, and that's the propane. Will we have the propane to get this crop dry? Will we have the propane to keep the animals warm, to keep people warm all winter?
Yeah, and I think that's an issue of obviously that, you know, certainly affects grain farmers, but it also affects just regular folks who happen to live in rural areas that don't have access to natural gas or other heating sources. So, you know, when they're dependent upon that propane and they're not able to get it at a price that's, I mean, the last year the price kind of went through the roof, and we're a little worried about it this year as well.
Well, the great news is, in fact, we just had a meeting this week with the governor, all the stakeholders. We're in a much different position this year, and hopefully won't repeat it. It certainly will not be a surprise. We're being proactive with the propane situation instead of reactive like last year.
Got it. Well, Kevin, thanks so much for your expertise today, and I wish you the best and a very a healthy harvest this year.
Well, I appreciate that, and I would just add, let's be aware of that farm machinery. Harvest season is soon to be here. We're going to have bigger, slow-moving machinery out on the highways. Please, everybody, watch out for the harvesting equipment.
Indeed. Thank you for that. Kevin Papp, soybean and corn farmer, also president of Minnesota Farm Bureau, and he serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board of Directors. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.